To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to your Wednesday show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Halfway through your week. That's the good news. 22 days until Christmas. Do we feel like we're ready? Here's the thing. It's feeling at least cold enough to feel like Christmas. Typically, like last year, I remember being like, damn, it's like 60 degrees outside.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It was like a warm year.
I kind of block out winter every time. Like, I don't remember going
through
it.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah. Because every time we approach it again, I'm like, how did I ever get through this?
How did we do this?
I never remember winter.
This year is already, I feel like it's going to be a doozy. It's going to be a doozy of a one, man. I'm hoping maybe, here's my thoughts, is that maybe we're getting the cold stuff out of the way early, and then maybe it won't be so bad come January, February, and then we can just kind of like glide through it as it goes on. Because I think I'd rather have it colder now and then not so bad later on. Because to me, like, February is the worst part of it.
Really?
February is the worst. Like, it's fun when the lights are up. I'm okay with being cold right now when the lights are up, everybody's all holly jolly and stuff. To me, when like February rolls around and like there's nothing going on, that's to me when like the cold's the worst.
Mm.
You know?
Cold is cold.
All right. Would you rather Wednesday? Coming off the tails of Black Friday, here's your question. Would you rather, and this is, by the way, if you're new to this, we give you two scenarios. They're both kind of unfortunate. So you got to choose, like, would you rather this? Would you rather that? And just tell us your reason of why you'd rather between these two kind of unfortunate situations. So would you rather, every time you go grocery shopping, would you rather it be like Black Friday shopping? Okay.
Do you mean like the busyness?
Like the busyness of it and just kind of chaotic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather every time that you ordered something online, it take a month to get to your house? Okay. So would you rather every time you go Black Friday shopping, you got to deal with like the chaos of like all this. It's like parking lot's chaotic. The shopping is chaotic. The lines are long. Or every time you order something off the internet, it takes a month to get to your house. 410-583-1065. Jess.
I'm going internet just because I don't really care about that stuff too much.
A month though?
I don't care. Because you know why? Grocery shopping is one of my favorite things to do. I love like getting up early on a Saturday, getting my little coffee drink, having my little like cozy like sweat set on and walking through the aisles and just taking my time. I really, really enjoy that. Like, that's like me and Garage Boy, that's like our favorite thing to do on the weekends. And so if I had to go and do that and I couldn't, and it became very like stressful for me all the time, God, I would be so sad.
Man, that's all right.
So
yeah.
take a month.
If you love grocery shopping, I guess that's fine. Charlotte, you got either two options. Every time you go grocery shopping, it's like chaotic Black Friday shopping. Mm. Or every time you order something off the internet, it takes a month to get there. Which one?
I'm definitely also going to go with the slow internet order because I'm the same way. Like, not that I love shopping, but I will specifically go to the grocery store only on weekdays at noon when everyone else is working, or at 9 p.m. because I cannot stand, like, when you're trying to walk through a aisle and there's like someone having a tantrum on the floor. So,
dude, parking lot alone? Absolutely not.
There's nothing I'm like that I need that urgently overnight, I feel like. Yeah. I don't know. What about you?
I couldn't do it, man. Like, I get mad now. If Amazon doesn't give me the option for like same day, if it's like 2 day now, like, what do you mean 2 days? Like, 2 days for what? Like, what are you guys doing over there? Like, for what reason? I don't even know. Like, I've got something, I ordered something on Monday, and it's for Cyber Monday, and it told me it was going to be here on December the 10th, and I was like, for what reason? Like, that literally seemed offensive to me. So, like, for that alone, like, I couldn't. I have to go literally fight the crowds. Yeah. I only go to the grocery store once a week. And so I'd rather go once a week and just know it's going to be chaotic, but know that like my online deliveries will get there within at least 2 days. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Totally fine. All right, which one are you going to do?
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Old Bay is making a nostalgic return to its iconic tin can packaging. Originally created in 1939, Old Bay announced that it's phasing out plastic containers in favor of the classic tin design. No official date has been released yet, but fans can expect to find new packaging at retailers soon. So, Old Bay herself sent me a DM a few days ago, and she was like, hey, we're having an event this week. We can't tell you what it's for, but here are the details. Be here and be here at this time. And I was like, what? And so when this story came out about them switching from their plastic to their tin can, I'm wondering if that is what the reveal is, or if Old Bay is also releasing something new along with going back to their iconic tin can packaging as well.
Like something's brewing over here.
But I don't know. Like, the event is tomorrow, and I don't know what else they're releasing.
Yeah, I wonder if that leaked. Jess got some inside knowledge on
that. But I'm just not sure. Like, are we just going to see a whole bunch of tin cans, and we're going to get tin cans for Christmas?
Right.
Or is there, like, something else coming with that?
Interesting.
Number two.
This December, over 20 of your favorite Christmas and holiday movies are returning to theaters around the country. For some, in celebration for their 25th anniversary, including Elf, Love Actually, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Other classics coming back to the big screen are National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, A Christmas Story, The Holiday, and more. So some participating theaters are AMC, Regal, and Cinemark. I would check your local movie theater because some of these have actually already started showing. They started showing on Monday of this week.
Number one.
Dave Coulier revealed that after beating stage 3 non-Hodgkin lymphoma, his battle with cancer is not over. During a recent appearance on Today, the Full House star shared that he was newly diagnosed with P16 squamous carcinoma, discovering during a routine PET scan earlier this year. This cancer is a type of head and neck cancer. Now, he did say this new diagnosis is totally unrelated to his previous cancer. The actor is undergoing 35 rounds of radiation. God. He will be done on December 31st, and he says the prognosis is strong, noting that the cancer has a 90% curability rate. And Coulier is still stressing that early detection did save his life, and he is urging keeping up with checkups and screenings.
I saw that headline this morning, and it just breaks my heart. Literally, not even just for him, but you see a lot of people go through this, man.
Yeah. The totally unrelated part is really, really sad.
Yeah. I my dad has prostate cancer and has had it now for 26 years. And so I know the struggles, and I can only imagine when you feel like you're out of the woods.
Yeah.
And you feel like, okay, at least that's behind us. And then to only have to hop back into the battle again. I know some of you guys are going through it right now. You got family that's going through it. And then to feel like, okay, whew, at least that's done. The story just made me sick. It makes me sick to think about it. So all we can do is send love to him. And honestly, I feel it for anybody that's going through it, especially this time of year. It makes it, I feel like the story feels a little worse to me being in December, being so close to the holidays. You know?
Yeah. And in his interview too, he made it a point to take up a lot of the time again, focusing on the point that just him getting his regular checkup both times saved his life. So I also appreciate him utilizing his platform just to give it as a reminder to all of us it doesn't hurt just to continue to get those checkups as well.
For sure.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Have you heard of this new holiday challenge? It's called Whamageddon. Possibly the greatest holiday challenge of all time. Obviously, you know.
Last Christmas, I gave you my
Whams. Last Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Greatest of all time. For some reason, the new challenge this year, because TikTok loves a challenge, is to try to make it all the way to Christmas Eve without hearing this song.
Wait, why would people want to torture themselves?
Yeah, right? Because you're trying to make it literally, because the song is everywhere this time of year, right?
Yeah.
From commercials to obviously here on the radio to, you know, you go to the movie theater, it's like every movie, it's literally everywhere. So the challenge is to try to literally make it to Christmas Eve. And if you hear it, you're out, like you're done.
Yeah.
So like that's the new challenge is, can you make it to Christmas Eve without hearing Wham's Last Christmas?
That doesn't make any sense to me, because I literally look forward to listening to Wham Last Christmas all year long.
It's hard, but it would be a very hard challenge.
Unless you literally just don't like the song, then I guess you're like, hey, sign me up.
Sure, or hey, if you're Jewish, this challenge is actually, even if you are Jewish, even if you don't celebrate Christmas, I think it'd be really hard to get away from it this time of year. You know what I mean? I mean, it literally is everywhere you go this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you just go shopping, you walk into TJ Maxx, the song is going to be on.
Yeah.
I would like to propose to you guys a Whamageddon challenge for the show. And not only do I want to challenge you guys, I'll put a little money on the line. Not only will I put money on the line, I'll put money on the line for your favorite charity. Okay. I will put $100 towards your favorite charity for whoever can be the last person standing on the show for Wham's Last Christmas challenge.
Starting now, because we've all already lost,
exactly.
Right?
No, we're not going to be in yet. But here's
you have to take me out. There's no way I can play this. I listen to this every morning on my way to work. I listen to my Christmas playlist, and this is the first song that plays.
Here's what I propose, because this is the new challenge online. I would like to propose that whoever is the last person standing is that I will give $100 to your favorite charity. Now, you can say I don't want to play. That's fine.
I will be the Whamageddon commissioner. You know how I met your mother, how Lily was the slap commissioner?
Yeah.
So how she had to like regulate Marshall and Barney of when they could slap each other. I will do that for you two for Wham. You did not prepare us. You're literally asking us to not listen to Wham.
Listen, if you love Wham Christmas, that much, then you just have to say we can't do it, and that's fine. There's no harm, no foul. I'm just saying, do we want to do this challenge or do we not? You just have to avoid Wham's Last Christmas.
No, I walk by when I go say hi to Greg and Gina from 101.9. They're listening to it.
And that's the problem. So then you'll be out.
That was my other question is like, what? Because we all work in the same building.
Exactly.
And 101.9 plays. So what if we all walk in at once?
Then we're all out at the same time. That's what I'm saying. That's what makes this
so
challenge so incredibly hard, is if anybody on this show even accidentally hears that song, it doesn't matter where you are. You could be pulling into a Wendy's drive-thru and it just happens to be playing. You're out and you have no say-so in this. And that's what makes this challenge so incredibly hard this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
I want to propose a challenge. Are you willing to pass up Wham's Last Christmas?
No, but I mean, I'll play and I'll go get myself out in 5 seconds because they're playing it right now. But for the bit, I'll say sure. I'll play for 5 minutes.
I just want to see how long we can do it. And I would recommend you try to play this game too, because it's the new challenge.
Means too much to me, but yeah, I'll play for 5 minutes for sure. I think I would not do my boy like that.
Let's see. And this is the last time that we're going to play it on the show. And honestly, challenge yourself and let's see how long that we can go. And
we'll... Last Christmas,
I'm out. I'm not playing. I'm sorry. I love it too much. It fills me up with too much joy. I literally look forward to this all year. I will be the commissioner. I can't give him up. I watched the music video yesterday. I can't. No. Sorry. Done.
Just like I'm a martyr. Since I'm done.
Done, 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 done.
All right. Two people remain then.
Done. Dun, dun, dun.
How long can we go? So that's it. That's the last time we can play it. See how long you can go and let us know, honestly, how long can you go without even hearing that song? And then Charlotte and I are going to purposely try to avoid that song as long as humanly possible. Yeah, yes, raising
I have
your
a
hand,
question.
Charlotte. Yes, yes.
Where do covers fit into the mix?
No,
because
no.
I love the Ashley Tisdale Disney
I think
Channel
that's fine.
Cover.
I think it's fine.
Okay,
it's,
so
it's
I have Wham a hack.
Again. Yeah, no, it's fine.
I can still
what?
Get my
yeah, no, it's
hacks
fine.
Are allowed in
yeah.
this?
I can still get
yeah.
a little bit of Last Christmas.
It's
okay.
Wham, it's Whamageddon. So,
so
as long,
hacks allowed,
yeah.
Wham only.
It's Whamageddon. As long as you don't listen listen to Wham's Last Christmas, then the challenge still is on, okay?
Is that the only rule?
That's the only rule. Wham's Last Christmas, how long can you go? We'll keep checking back in on the show, all right?
Okay.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
I want to watch that movie now. All right, let's play, y'all. Going for that $1,000 in free dashing gas. Good morning. Who's this? Hi, number 10.
Hi, this is Josh.
Josh, what's going on, man? You're number 10.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, how are you guys? Haven't been on here in a while.
Well, come on back, brother. Welcome, welcome. Where you been?
Oh, can you repeat that?
Where have you been?
Oh, I was in West Virginia for a little bit, moved back to Baltimore.
You missed us too much. You missed us.
That's a lot going on, man. Well, we're happy you're here.
Yeah, well, welcome back, Josh.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, let's refresh Josh's memory. We're glad to have you back, brother. We're going to refresh Josh's memory, and we're going to play for this $1,000 in free dash and gas. Jess, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Josh, you ready to play?
Let's do it.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. Who wrote The Wizard of Oz?
Pass.
Question number two. A pickle is made from which vegetable?
Cucumber.
Correct. Question number three. How many states share a border with Tennessee?
Four?
It's not four. It's not four. It's actually a lot.
It is a lot, and honestly, I didn't even know it was that big. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
It's kind of shocking.
It's eight
states share the border with Tennessee.
Yeah, it's eight.
Who knew?
That's a tough one.
Not me.
It's all right, Josh. Josh's a little rusty on this. He's been gone for a second. We should say West Virginia. You may have known that one.
Yeah, it's okay, man.
Let's go back to the top, Jess, and we'll go from there. How about that?
Number one, who wrote The Wizard of Oz? That is L. Frank Baum.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see how you would have done on the rest of the round. Number four, if you bought four hot chocolates costing $2.75 each, how much would you pay in total?
Well, math.
Oh, man. Doing math in the morning.
I know. Brain's all tired.
That? It's 11 bucks.
Yeah, a little 11. Just a little calculator action.
11 bucks. Number five, what kind of fish is Nemo from the movie Finding Nemo?
Clownfish.
Yeah, correct. Go. Good job. Number six, Connect Four is played on a vertical grid made up of how many columns?
Seven?
Yeah.
Trust your gut. You got it. Yep.
Seven, correct. And then here's the last question. What is the closest star to Earth?
The sun.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
There you go. Hey,
not
man.
Too bad,
listen,
Josh.
It's not bad at all. The Tennessee question was tough. The Tennessee question was tough, honestly.
It's very unexpected.
Yeah, it was a little unexpected. I felt like it would take a really U.S. U.S. knowledge person. A U.S. knowledge person? What am I trying to say? I don't know, but you know what I'm trying to say. Someone that really knows. Is that geology? What is that? Geography? whatever. My brain's tired, too. I don't know. But that's how it goes, Josh. That's how it goes, man. Maybe tomorrow the questions will all work in your favor. We'll come back, though. We'll have 7 new trivia questions. All worth $1,000 in free dash and gas. And it's good to have you back, brother. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too. You know, I'll be back.
Have a good day, Josh. And head to Dashin and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait. We're talking creamy low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dashin.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So now that it's December, everyone's watching their favorite holiday and Christmas movies, right? Well, there is new research out that basically says how much Kevin McAllister's stay at the Plaza Hotel in New York City from Home Alone 2 would cost now compared to when the movie was released at this point 3 decades ago in 1992.
Oh, God.
And it's going to make you sick.
I'm sure.
Literally, according to this study, the price of the trip has spiked 303%.
Yeah.
Okay?
I can't imagine. Because I'm just trying to think, like, when I even went to New York, not this last time, but 2 times ago, last time was free. My trip was like $2,000. And I did not, that was not the Plaza Hotel. No. I was like the crappy one, you know, like 15 streets off.
Yeah.
What does this cost?
So they broke this down of everything that he didn't even just starting with the stay.
Oh,
so,
like the whole adventure?
Yeah. Right. So the Plaza Hotel suite for one night in 1992, it was $1,100. Now,
which is even crazy.
Which
then.
Is actually still insane.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't pay that now.
That's still that's still absolutely insane. So the fact that that's how much it cost 3 decades ago, yeah. If you were to stay one in was a suite for one night, would be $6,244.
Who's got that money, bro? That's crazy.
So what about his room service? Because Kevin goes hard.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So Kevin spent $967.40 ordering food for his suite. That same feast.
Back then. Okay.
How much do you think that would be?
It's probably 3 times. $1,500?
No. Higher.
$2,000?
$2,000. $2,233.89 in 2025.
Y'all, this should make your stomach turn.
The cost is more than the total hotel bill from 1992.
That's insane, just on food.
And apparently that food doesn't include his 3-scoop ice cream sundae. This is separate.
So bad.
So that back in the 90s, it would have been $18. Today's price, $24.
Oh, God. All right.
So how much do you think his total trip? I'm going to tell you how much the total trip cost in 1992. Okay.
So that includes like does that include airfare and everything?
No. This is just like at the just Plaza. This doesn't even include his limos, the taxi he was taking. Doesn't even include the little cash he got to go to the toy store. We're just talking Plaza Hotel, ice cream, and room service in 1992.
So it'd have to be like, it'd be a little under $7,000, right? Like 60.
In 92?
Oh, wait, no. Oh, in 92?
Yeah, in 92. Want me to tell you how much it was in 92?
Yeah, 92 is what?
$2,109.
So then it was like,
so how much would it be in 2025?
It's like $8,000 then.
It's $8,000.
Yeah, $8,000.
It's $8,500.
God.
Also, just to make us all more sick to our stomachs, the Plaza now has rooms that cost as much as $33,000.
Like, who is that?
I don't know.
Who's staying there?
I'm not sure.
It's not us. Question. If they made a Home Alone Lost in Baltimore, Where would we put Kevin McAllister, you think?
Oh, like at a
like the same
like
movie.
A fancy hotel.
Yeah, like where like what would the adventure be for Kevin?
Lord Baltimore Hotel.
Would it be there?
Or the Pendry?
Would it be the Pendry? Yeah. Would we put him up at the Pendry?
You could see him literally chilling on that like outside area on the harbor and stuff like that.
Would it have to be the Pendry? Like Texas, your ideas. If we made a Home Alone 3, which I know there already is one, but just go with it. If we made a Home Alone 3, whatever, 7, lost in Baltimore, and like the main character had to get lost in the city, okay? With the same idea of 2, we'd have to put him up where? And I think it would have to be the Pendry, all right? I mean,
I think he could get into some crazy stuff at the Pendry.
So Pendry, would he go ice?
There's a lot of places he could hide over there.
Where would he go though? What would we make him do? Christmas Village? Would we put him through the Christmas Village downtown?
Definitely. He needs to ride the Ferris wheel.
The Ferris wheel,
but
okay.
I think he would also somehow get his way into the bank at like a Ravens game right now.
End up at a Ravens game, maybe on New Year's Eve or something.
Somehow, like with
a
the crowd.
Fancy dinner, like Tartaglia or like Tagliata. What's the fancy Italian place?
I don't know what that one is. Which one is that? I don't know.
It's the one downtown.
In Little Italy?
No, it's the fancy one.
Charlotte would go for the obscure restaurant. I'm not
it's
sure which
not,
one that is. I've never
like
not heard of that
Atlas
one.
The famous Atlas one.
If we made a Home Alone lost in Baltimore, what would that main character, the Kevin McAllister of today, what would they be up to? And the hijinks. We'll put together the perfect Home Alone Baltimore edition, okay?
We should.
John, what's up, man? Good morning.
Good morning.
So give
How's
us. We're good. Tell us, what do you think the Home Alone Lost in Baltimore movie, what would that look like?
I think I would say it would be Home Alone 3, Rise of the Squeegee Boys. And it would have to culminate in a dirt bike chase that ends at like Raven Stadium or something.
All right.
You're probably not.
Make it all the way down.
I mean, if it's going to be an authentic movie, then it's got to be the whole thing, right? And it probably would.
But you, I kind of want them to band
together.
You've
got to subvert expectations and make them anti-heroes like the old man from the first one.
so they're the villain, and then all of a sudden they come together on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And they save Christmas
together.
At the
bank. Yeah. And that could be it. And maybe that's how it all comes together. That's actually going to be a really, really great holiday movie. I love that. There is nobody listening right now that had a more inappropriate situation go down than our producer Charlotte on Thanksgiving. I only know the headline of this story, and I'm like, wait, what? I mean, let's be honest. Family time can always present in situations. Like, we've heard a fight, you know, we've heard of long-term drama come up. Sometimes there's reunions. There could be good things that happen, too. What happened to Charlotte, though? I'm like, I really want to challenge you guys to see if there's anybody that had a more inappropriate situation go down for Thanksgiving. What happened?
So, Thanksgiving started off so normal until everyone took off their jackets. And, like, most of us were wearing just, like, you know, something nice, something cute. But my one distant relative.
There's always that one.
There's always the one.
That you only see during holidays.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah,
got it.
Don't really keep up with that well. Yeah.
So he came to Thanksgiving wearing a shirt with Tigger from Winnie the Pooh on it.
Okay.
Cute. Okay. Cute. Like it. Sure.
And he was really excited to show everyone. He was like, guys, look at this shirt I ordered online. And I was astounded when I saw the shirt because it said something along the lines of like, make sure to read like the fine print when you order or something like that. And so Tigger had, rather than a tail.
Oh God.
He had a very prominent genitalia.
Front tail.
Ew.
Front tail.
Wait, and this is on purpose? Like for him,
so
he was like trying
I
to be funny.
I still don't know. So I panicked and I was just like, haha, I love Tigger. Because no
Wait,
one was saying anything.
Did you, so you commented on it?
Because he was so excited. He was like, guys, look at my shirt.
Wait, but we don't know if this was just like a cute Winnie the Pooh Tigger shirt or if he was trying to be funny. We don't know.
We don't know what his intention was.
That almost makes it worse.
He knew.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And like nobody was saying anything. So I finally text my cousin group chat and I'm like, am I insane? Or is there genitalia on his shirt? And my cousins are all like, yep, yep, that's absolutely what's happening.
But wait, do you think the cousin that did this knew what he was doing? Because that also makes it worse if he's like, if he had no idea and he's just saying like,
well, I really genuinely, you know what I mean? That would,
because sometimes you can look at something and totally be oblivious to something else.
Right. Didn't, had no idea.
But I almost think it makes it even worse that nobody knows his intention because no one wants to bring it up to him.
Sure.
Exactly.
Because if you were to be the one to break that news and that wasn't what he intended, he would be humiliated.
And you would feel like you're the pervy psychopath. Well, of course,
for bringing it up. Okay,
yeah.
Charlotte, Jess and I have not seen this picture yet. Luckily, as a super producer, Charlotte, she took a picture of this shirt. Jess and I are going to look at it, and let's see if we think that he purposely...
I don't know.
Because there is a deniability factor where it's not...
Because also,
graphic?
I don't know this person. Like, right. Is this his humor?
I don't know him well enough. We only see him on Thanksgiving sometimes.
I'm not going to lie. I think that's kind of, it's a little difficult
so
because I think it could go either way, which I think makes it worse.
I know.
Y'all,
I don't know.
It's like right on the borderline.
Exactly.
It's like right on the borderline. Is this inappropriate or is it just a very odd design?
Because I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you. I think if I were to see someone wearing that shirt, my mind wouldn't go there personally.
Right.
But now that we're having this conversation, now obviously I can't not think of it that way.
but the text says, it says, I came with a warning
label.
And
it says something on top. I forget what the top part says, but for me, it was the added text that made it like, like this is weird.
I just think just because I would never think anyone would use, especially like Tigger from Winnie the Pooh for something like that. So my mind wouldn't automatically go there. But I don't know this person's humor. If this is something that you think he would like do.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to throw this picture up on our Insta story really quick. We can't leave this up here all day, guys, because honestly, out of context, this looks so weird and we can't even put it on there. It's just kind of inappropriate. We'll throw it up on Insta story really quick at Kramer and Jess, at Kramer and Jess, Kramer with a K, Kramer and Jess. Go look at this picture and see what you think. And you can make up your own mind. 5 minutes really quick. If you want to go see this picture, Kramer and Jess, Kramer and Jess, and you can go see it and decide if you think that this picture is purposely inappropriate or not. I think it is. This man's clearly trying to be inappropriate with this. All right, let's ask the question. Anybody have a more inappropriate Thanksgiving? It could have been a conversation. What, Jess?
I don't know if I would use the inappropriate as a word, but I would say I definitely had one of the most like jaw-dropping moments at my Thanksgiving that I was not prepared for.
Really? Okay. If you think, listen, because I think you hear this story, you're like, wow, that's like a show-stopping moment.
Show-stopping.
Okay.
So it can be more inclusive.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
If you had a show-stopping Thanksgiving that you think was more show-stopping than someone wearing an inappropriate Tigger shirt?
Possibly, because we don't know.
Okay. I think Charlotte's going to take the title for the most show-stopping Thanksgiving of them all. A text said my brother deep fried the turkey and then accidentally set it on fire. So I would say that would definitely be a show-stopping moment.
Yeah.
My aunt brought her new boyfriend to Thanksgiving. We did not know that she was even getting a divorce. We thought that they were possibly just working through stuff and going through a hard time. Yeah, we actually heard that story now twice. So that would absolutely be a moment you guys would be like, record scratch. Jess, what happened with you?
I found out one of my family members hooked up with one of the biggest reality TV stars of 2025.
Wait, what is wrong with your families?
Swear to you, when I tell you my jaw was on the floor.
Was it jaw-dropping, show-stopping, record-scratching?
Like, literally, I was frozen because I could not believe that this happened.
What reality star? Do we know them by name? Like you said, one of the biggest reality stars. We'd have to know who it was.
Okay.
Can I guess?
Let's guess.
Mormon wife. Taylor Frankie Paul. Whitney.
No. Is it a bachelor? Is it a bachelor person?
No.
Think of
the whole year 2025. One of the most biggest polarizing reality TV stars of this year.
Oh, I'm sure it's somebody so obvious. I'm not going to be able to think of it right now. Biggest reality stars.
I didn't watch Love is Blind this year.
Was it somebody that was on? Was it?
Do you want me to give you a season?
Yeah.
Yes.
Summertime.
Yeah, it was.
Oh my god! From
Love
the
Island.
Villa. Thank
Love
you.
Island.
Love Island.
Oh my god!
But I don't watch the show, so I don't know.
Dude,
Huda?
Tell us a story. Just tell the story.
My cousin was hooking up with Huda from Love Island for 6 months before she went on the show.
Wow! Really?
Literally.
Dang.
It was How did that come insane. Out? Because my aunt brought it up and she was like, so are you going to share with the class like what went on this year? And the class is obviously the rest of the family.
Wait, first off, that's not fair.
Well, I will say, just to give context, like that is totally fair because all of us talk about everything. So it's not like she was putting him on blast. Like this is something that literally it's like all 15 of us are in the living room and we're catching up. And like this is something that we would talk about. Right.
Yeah.
So I was like, wait, what's going on? And he was so like kind of vague about it. What was crazy was he was like, well, I was kind of like seeing this girl and her name was Huda. And I immediately was like, excuse me. My heart stopped. And I was like, what did you just say?
Not Huda.
And he kind of explained of how he met her and all this kind of stuff. And they were basically hanging out for about 6 months.
Mm.
And she told him that on one of their last exchanges, she was like, yeah, so I have like a really big opportunity and like something big is coming.
And left. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're not in contact anymore. But yeah.
Wow.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
Let me see this. It looked disgusting in the videos. Ugh.
Wait, is that clear? It's wicked macaroni and cheese. And it's cool because you don't know if you're going to get green or pink macaroni and cheese.
Like what is it? Okay. Welcome to Bay or Not to Bay, y'all. If you've not done one of these with us before, it's the most Maryland segment that we could come up with, especially today in honor of Old Bay's big announcement, in case you didn't hear.
Yes.
This is a big day for them.
We are going back to the good old days. They are going to start switching out the plastic can for the original tin can of Old Bay.
Did they say why they're doing that, by the way? Was there a reason of why they were doing it, or
I
just nostalgia?
It's just like an announcement.
Which, that's okay. It's cool. So that's the big Old Bay news. We heard it here first. So this is what we do basically is we moved here. We didn't know what Old Bay was 5 years ago. And you guys were like, oh my gosh, you put that on anything and it's good. And we're like, We'll be the judge of that. So we just put it on old on things that aren't typically Old Bay, and we find out is it to Bay or not to Bay, basically. What is this stuff?
This is mystery color wicked macaroni and cheese. So you don't know if you're going to get pink or green. And then when you open the cheese packet, that's when you find out your color. And I got alfalfa green. Ooh. It's so fun.
It doesn't look good, though.
It like smells incredible.
But mac and cheese shouldn't be... I mean,
green cheese and mac. I do not like it.
In my...
crack.
On my...
yeah, I guess so. I will say this smells like regular macaroni and cheese.
I was going to say, I don't think
it's not like it smells like matcha.
We're not doing anything.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, this is just different colors in honor of Wicked 2.
This is just, we're just trying to be, I think we're trying to be too topical here. We're just doing mac and cheese. This isn't doing too
crazy. No, it's alfalfa green
macaroni. No, it's not. It's just mac and cheese. Okay.
Old Bay on alfalfa green macaroni and cheese.
Have you tried it yet?
Have I tried the macaroni and cheese? Oh, absolutely.
Is it good? Or
it is good. It tastes like, for real, it tastes like regular macaroni and cheese, but it's just way more fun because you don't know if you're going to get pink or green. That's like literally the most fun part of it all.
All right, put Old Bay on it. I mean, Old Bay mac and cheese is going to be good. We don't have to put too much time into this one. This one's pretty good.
Wow.
Jess, you look, I've never seen Jess more excited about anything on this show.
This is fun.
We put so much work into this show.
But this is my favorite thing.
And like, you have not been more excited about anything we've done in 5 years than putting, eating this mac and cheese right now.
That is a fact.
Okay. Just
ready?
Do it. Yeah. Of course it's good, right?
Wow, it's okay. So good. Oh my God, that's so fun.
Tell the people.
You guys can get this mystery pink or green macaroni and cheese at Walmart.
Are you getting paid for this?
No, I just like spreading joy. It's super cheap. It's so much fun. It tastes really good. And with the Old Bay, it's spicier. Mm. It's like Elphaba with her hair down. Spiciness.
Are we holding space for it?
We're holding space for Old Bay in Elphaba green macaroni and cheese.
For everyone normal, is it to Bay or not to Bay?
Definitely to Bay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.